Earlier, we talked to former U.S. Army officer Scott Bennett about the latest revelation concerning Israel's nuclear weapons arsenal. He accused both Powell and the U.S. government of hypocrisy for helping Tel Aviv with its military nuclear program.
The emails of Colin Powell indicate a great hypocrisy, both of him personally as well as the United States government, in allowing Israel to conduct these nuclear developments and these threats against Iran. It needs to be publicly condemned, and the evidence that's being provided really is prima facie evidence that can be taken to a United Nations Court of Human Rights as well as the United Nations Security Council. This is an indicator clearly that the non-proliferation treaty that the United States was expected to abide by from 1976 is clearly violated by Israel. There should be sanctions. The law should apply equally to Israel as it does to Iran, as it does to any of the other nations that the United States is claimed to not want to have nuclear weapons. Israel has blood on its hands, and these emails are going to expose it. Now, Russia and China and other nations need to come to the defense of Iran that has no ambitions for conquest. Iran doesn't have any ambitions for waging war against the United States, nor does it have ambitions against Israel. It does have legitimate interests and concerns for some of the abuses that Israel has engaged in. And this this indicator of its nuclear weapons should put Israel in the public scope. It should not have a blank check just because it thinks it can use the United States as its mercenary force to defend it in any of these skirmishes. So these emails of Colin Powell's need to be exploited and expanded, and more need to be found.